This is the closing market report for a Thursday afternoon. Matt Bennett is on the phone line now from TGM. He is in Windsor, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Matt. Thanks for being with us. Tell me what you thought about the USDA report this morning.
Today? Yeah, it was interesting, wasn't it? I thought they were high on corn, of course, I think for a variety of reasons. I thought Illinois yield not changing was interesting. We had the third driest August in the history of the state. I thought that the bean yield coming down was probably heading in the right direction, but maybe not quite as much as what it needs just yet. And so I guess I'm not buying into it 100%. And I think whenever you kind of look at the way the board reacted, especially on the beans, they kind of feel like there might be more to come as well. So I don't know. It was interesting, but it wasn't quite the volatile day that we've had in the past. So
USDA says 165 for the state of Illinois did not change the yield. But it did drop the Iowa yield one bushel. It is, 162, I believe, now.
Yeah, they dropped it a bushel, and, you know, considering 98% of that state is in some level of drought, that's a tough way to end a crop. And, you know, that tells me one of two things. Either they were off last month or they're off this month. I don't know. It's something's there, you know, because you can't have record heat and drought and only lose one bushel off a crop in a month's time.
You don't think with the subsoil moisture and coming through the early part of the season with pretty decent rain and the nick was pretty good that it just didn't make it early on?
My problem with it, Todd, is that we have a very late crop, and we have a crop that wasn't near as far along as what normally it is at this time of the year, and then you shut the water off, you know, around the 1st of August, and you have this intense heat. That is not a good way to finish a corn crop. Most guys that have been out in fields have noted that. There are going to be some awfully good corn fields here and there. There's also going to be some that's really struggling. I think that anywhere there was some stress, it's really been magnified here by this heat. And there's going to be a lot of variability. It's going to be very interesting to see where we end up. But I think that either, you know, they were off on their estimate last month, or something is amiss, because to only lose a bushel in Iowa and to stay flat in Illinois, to me, doesn't make a whole lot of sense with this weather.
Happier with their bean numbers?
I think they're heading in the right direction. My over-under on beans right now is 40 bushel. I mean, this bean crop's kind of struggling. I thought it was very interesting looking at their numbers that their pod weight was the second highest on record, I think, behind last year. And holy smokes, it's tough to have big beans in a, you know, in Illinois when we're as dry as what we've been. So their pod counts were low, which I think is right on target. But the weight, I'm not buying it right now.
What was the reaction in the basis? Anything?
Oh, not really a whole lot of reaction today on basis. I mean, everyone was kind of sitting around watching the market. I think that you're probably going to see a continuing, a little bit of a weakening of basis in the corn market here and there, but there's not as much flowing in just yet as what people are kind of hoping for. And so I think once combines really get to rolling, you're probably going to see fairly quick convergence on the cash versus, you know, the fall contract.
Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you, Todd.
Matt Bennett is with TGM. He is in Windsor, Illinois. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report for this Thursday edition. You can find the report and all the numbers from the United States Department of Agriculture on our website. My Twitter feed is up there at the moment. But to get a more detailed look at them, hit the USDA Reports page link that is over on the right side of the page at willag.org. That's WILLAG.org. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.